I'm now joined with Louise Tobin. She's Senior Librarian for Libraries in the Community Section of Dublin City Libraries to talk about her new role in this position and all about the new section. Good afternoon, Louise. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Johnny. Hey, thanks for having me. Very happy to be here.
You're most welcome. First of all, Louise, tell us all about this new section in Dublin City Libraries, its aim and purpose and how it operates.
Yeah, so the library and the community section is a relatively new section in Dublin City Libraries. Its aim is to kind of reach people who might not have set foot in a library branch in years, or who might think that for whatever reason, a library is just not for them anymore. And so my role and the kind of the aim of the section as a whole is to reach people where they are. So that would be, you know, I'd go out into a community location, like a men's sheds group or a community centre, and meet with people and do a little kind of presentation and let them know exactly what's available for them in their library branch. So the main kind of aim is to reach people who, you know, who don't realise what's available for them in their branches. Like obviously we have books, we're all about the books in libraries, but we have so much more now as well. We have energy saving kits for loan. So there's a lot of talk nowadays about, you know, saving money and energy costs. So what we have in a lot of the branches, or in all the branches, is we have these energy saving kits that people can go in and take home with them. They can borrow them and bring them home. And the kits have stuff like, they have a plug-in energy monitor so you can check how much energy a particular appliance is using. They have a thermal leak detector so you can check your house or your apartment or your home for any sections that might be, you know, drafty. You can kind of insulate them. And we also have a thing called a C pen, which is a pen that you can use to read text aloud. So it's quite useful for people who might have maybe issues with dyslexia or other reading difficulties. Or if you're trying to learn a language, it's quite good because it reads it in a nice human voice as opposed to a robotic voice. So that's just some of the things we have. We also have laptops and tablets for loan in branches. So my role really is just to get out into the community and let people know what's available for them in their branch, and then to link them back in with their branch and just make sure that they know, you know, that they're welcome, and it's a nice, welcoming, safe space. And the library staff are always happy to help them in their branches.
Okay, so in Ballymun Library, locally on the Dublin's north side, they have lots of events, especially for children. I suppose you're also involved in letting them know about those events. Those events probably happen in other libraries across Dublin as well.
Yeah, so library branches in Dublin are quite well serviced with their events. So yeah, a lot of libraries, like in Ballymun or in Coolock or Raheny, they'd have kids clubs, they'd have events for kids. We just had the Festival of History where we had loads of talks on history. So the idea would be just to let people know what's going on in their branch. So my role in the library and the community would be to go out into the community and bring speakers with me. So if a school is maybe too far away from their local branch, what I do is I can bring, we have a historian in residence for children, for example, Dervla Roach. So I'm going to bring Dervla to a school and she's going to put on a workshop in that school. So it's just kind of bringing parts of the library, like events and such, to communities that might not be able to access their local branch easily, because we don't want people obviously to miss out on all the events we have to offer. So places like Coolock Library, they have a makerspace, and I know they have a program. They had a program of events there, I think over the midterm for teenagers. So there's so much to do in the branches, and my aim is just to get the word out to people, and as I said, link them back into their local branch. One more thing that I do in my section is I place taster book collections in community locations. So the taster book collection is just there to give people an idea of what's available in their local branch. The book collections would go out into community centres or into health centres or, you know, into men's sheds sections or GEA clubs. And it would just be a small selection of Dublin City Library books that people can come along and have a browse in a place that's convenient for them, and then bring them home, and then when they're finished, bring it back to that location, just so they have an idea of what we have available. The main goal is to get the right book into a person's hand. So that's kind of the idea of the Taster Collection, is to give them an idea of what's available. And again, to let them know that their local branch is there for them. And they can always contact the branch then to see what the branch has available.
It all sounds great. When was this new section set up, by the way?
I actually used to work in Coolock Library, and I was moved over to this new section back in May of 2021. So I'd say about a year and a half. I started as the senior librarian in September, and we're really trying to just get the word out that we're here to talk to local groups and local communities. So if anyone out there is part of a local group that they think might benefit from me popping over to the group to give them a short presentation and a short demo of our online resources, what I'm hoping will happen, and people might get in touch with the section. So one of the things I offer is a presentation to groups. So the presentation would involve a demo as well. And it's just to let people know exactly what's on offer in their branches, and as I said, to link back to their local branch.
Okay, so it sounds like you're very much enjoying the new role.
Oh yeah, this is literally my dream job. I say to people here all the time, I still have to pinch myself when I come into work, because it's just so nice. You get to meet different types of people every day, and it's the kind of job that you're out and about and you know, meeting groups of people. And the main thing is just letting people know what we have on offer, because I think people are quite surprised when I tell them exactly what we have, and the fact that it's all available for free. All they need is a library card and their 4-digit PIN. And I think they're especially surprised about the kind of the amount of online services we have available for them. So BorrowBox would be our main ebook and e-audiobook resource. So on BorrowBox, we have thousands and thousands of free books. And as I said, people are very surprised about everything we have on offer. There's a book there for everyone. We have, you know, a lot of genres to pick from. And another one of our resources that people are surprised with is Libby. So Libby is where people can access our digital magazines. And again, people are surprised about what actually is available on Libby for free. Obviously, people they can go and buy magazines, but if you have a library card and your PIN number, you can access Libby for free. And as I said, we have thousands, like hundreds of magazines for free up there. And we also have online classes on Dublin City Library's website. So the one that people are especially interested in is called Universal Class. And again, they're surprised that this resource has been made available for free. So that's kind of the aim of the section, is just to let people know what's available, and I'll do a demo for them, and then I'll link them back in with their local branch so that they can, you know, have a chat with them and just, you know, get going with their library.
Right, so we'll leave it there for today. Unless, of course, Louise, anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, can I just give out the email address if people want to get in touch, if they want me to...
Sure, absolutely.
Pop out to the group. So the email address is libraryinthecommunity@dublincity.ie.
Excellent. Louise, thanks again for joining us. Great talking with you. And all the very best. Take care.
Thanks, Johnny.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Louise Tobin, Senior Librarian for Library in the Community Section of Dublin City Libraries, talking about her new role in this position and the aim and purpose of this new section.